Next Thursday, Tampa City Council will vote on a temporary ordinance that would require groups of 50 or more protesters to obtain permits. Unless it's changed, it would also place a one-hour time limit on demonstrations and specify where groups could and couldn't march. This group of opponents to that measure doesn't mind getting a permit, but Corey Ohl, an organizer with the USF Students for a Democratic Society, is worried that as details are sorted out, protesters could be silenced by being pushed away from where the action is.
We have put in permits, we have applied for permits that have a specific route, and we want to be within sight and sound of this convention. We want to be within sight and sound of this, like, atrocious event full of bigots and war hawks, all kinds of awful people. The people of Tampa should not be afraid of the protesters. They should be afraid of what's going on in that forum during that convention.
Dave Schneider represents four labor councils in the state, including the North Florida Federation of Labor. That group has already signed on to participate in a march on the RNC that Schneider expects thousands of people to attend. He said it's in the city's best interest to grant permits to protest and march.
We're at the point right now where the city needs to help us help them. They say that they want a clean march. You know, they say that they want us to be able to, be able to march, but they enforce all these regulations. They say they don't want any kind of disruption. They can help us help them by giving into our demand for a permitted march here. We want to go about this in the best way possible. We want to be able to march with a permitted route, but regardless, yes, we are going to be marching in August.
Tom Burke has been here before. He participated in the 2008 march on the RNC in St. Paul. He came to Tampa from Michigan for the rally because he wants people to know that what happened in St. Paul isn't going to scare him off.
Many of us had our homes raided 2 years later by the FBI, or we were followed by the FBI and subpoenaed to a grand jury in Chicago, basically claiming we were supporting foreign terrorist groups because of our anti-war activity.
The proposed clean zone ordinance covers all of downtown Tampa and some nearby neighborhoods. It includes wealthier neighborhoods along Tampa's waterfront, as well as those that are less affluent. In a meeting last week, Councilmember Frank Reddick said that including some neighborhoods wasn't necessary. Marisol Marquez is with the group Students Working for Equal Rights. She doesn't think the ordinance is needed at all, but was particularly put off by Reddick's statement.
I live right across that area. I live on MLK. That's exactly where African Americans and people like myself, Hispanic, and just, you know, poorer people than the areas around Davis Island live. So what does that mean? That means that, you know, we don't have the privilege of being protected under this clean zone. And I mean, it's straight up racist. It's also, you know, targeting us as being poorer, and, you know, we're not being cleaned. We're not being cleansed of this, like, dirty, the thing that they think we're bringing to the convention, you know?
If passed as is, protesters within the clean zone would be prohibited from wearing masks, including gas masks. They also would not be allowed to carry water guns or any item that could be used as a weapon. But protesters are befuddled that people with concealed handgun permits will not be denied their weapons. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.